Good evening, gentlemen.
You know, I think that everybody's getting tired with the message. You know what message I'm talking about, guys? You look in the papers and it's all about Femon's doing absolutely, well, mostly nothing. But they're wonderful and they're princesses. And most males in the paper usually are only in there because they're, well, bad. You see any new ads like video ads, and if there's something about changing a part on a car, all of a sudden a Femon comes out from underneath a car. She's changed the part. It's never a male anymore. They don't do that sort of thing. Anyway, according to the media, men don't do much of anything, do they? There's quite a few ads running on the radio where the males are always a bit stupid and dumb, and the Femons are always clever and smart. And they have to tell the males what is right and wrong. There's one ad on the radio that's for Argus in this country, which is a store that's actually almost gone under. And there's a male and Femon talking, and the male talks a bit like that, dumb-like, you know. He says, "Look, Connie, the sun's coming out. Let's have a party." Then she goes,
"All right, Trev, put a banger on."
And he says, "Will do. Cumberland or Chipolata?" Because a banger in the UK means a sausage, and he thought she meant a sausage. But what she really meant was to put some really good tunes on. And anyway, she sighs.
Ah.
And yep, that's their whole ad. No wonder the store's going to go under. Now, of course, if that was done the other way round, Femons will be jumping up and down and screaming and yelling in a hissy fit. Because we know that Femons can't take any criticism at all. And have the sense of humour of a dead ant. There is one ad that's actually on the radio that is a bit concerning. And I presumably it's run by the government. And this is about a male, and they tell you it's a male, who sits beside the pond having break from work to have his lunch. He watches the ducks and he has his lunch. And then he has a smoke. Then he throws the garbage of his lunch in the garbage bin and stubs his butt out on the ground. Then he heads back to work, but he feels guilty for some reason and he doesn't know why. Until he hears a duck quacking and he looks around and the duck is pointing to his cigarette butt on the ground. And the ad says, "Cigarette butts are garbage too. If you smoke, put it in the bin." So is this ad just targeting males, saying that males are the only ones that have to put their cigarette butts in the garbage? Femons don't have to at all. That's when you know you're living in a gynocentric society, when actually the rules are really only for males, not for femons. But I think they screwed up, because I think they pushed the propaganda far too much. And it's just become absolutely, well, silly. Because nobody believes it anymore. Males should start calling out this stupidity. Because males have tolerated it long enough. Femons seem to want to take credit for what man has done. And if they can't take the credit, they want to destroy it. But from where I'm sitting, it looks like the Femons are the ones getting destroyed. When I get my car fixed, it'll be by a male. My dentist is a male. My doctor is a male, requested by me. Anytime I want something done correctly, I'll pick a male. Well, you can call me anything you like, but it is my right. Make sure you men exercise your right too. You take it easy now.